Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Jux. We're going to talk some Masters coming up at 925 with Carl Paulson, former PGA Tour player. Now he's an analyst on Sirius XM, but joining us right now, as he does throughout the season, on the Rude Guest Hotline, it's Mike Rizzo, present general manager of your Washington Nationals. He's presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Chunkies. How are you guys?
Doing well. Good. Great. And the Nationals are playing some good baseball here against the Dodgers. Some people expected a wipeout, but you guys are taking it to them.
Yeah, they're playing good baseball against, you know, two really good teams. You know, our schedule has been no joke. So, you know, coming out of the gates with, you know, the Phillies and, you know, going to Toronto, and then you get a bunch of playoff teams and the world champs, you know, the first couple of weeks of the season. But, you know, I like we've kind of kept a head above water. We've been, you know, I think we're getting a feel for each other and kind of getting our role system together in the bullpen, and you know, kind of getting some consistency offensively. And you know, the one constant has been, you know, our starting pitching has been solid and our defense has been solid. So I think that if that continues throughout the year, I think you'll see an improvement in the pitching staff, both on the relief corps and in the rotation.
And Mike, it has to feel good too for you guys to kind of patchwork together, you know, a starting rotation for this one game, with Brad Lord getting the first three innings. He goes scoreless, and basically you bullpen to win over one of the better lineups in the league. So that has to give you some confidence too.
Yeah, you know, it was kind of a planned a fire drill, if you will. But you know, we had Lord planned penciled in the start as soon as Soroka went to the injured list, and you know, that'll continue in place until he gets back. And you know, Brad did a heck of a job for us. You know, he's, you know, one of our bright prospects. He was our pitcher of the year last year in the minor leagues, and you know, a Triple A starter and a starter throughout his career. He just had such a great spring training. We just couldn't send him to the minor leagues and not make the team. He pitched so well for us, and he's such a big piece for us going forward. But you know, he's taken to the bullpen role, but we still see his future as a rotation starter. So he did a great job, and then Ribalta, Rutledge, and Poche did the rest, and our offense carried us and allowed it to be a, you know, kind of a comfortable win for us.
The Washington Post did a good write up about him. He's the guy that was working at Home Depot and dealing with Christmas trees, right?
Yeah, I guess he had an off-season job at Home Depot. And, you know, a lot of these guys, a lot of these minor league players do stuff in the off-season like that. I remember when I was in the minor leagues, we used to bartend, and UPS drivers and substitute teachers. I did all those things while I was in the minor leagues. And these guys do it about the same. So
what was your best cocktail that you could pour? Could you do anything complicated?
I was in a kind of a shot and beer place, but I can make a nasty screwdriver. You know what I mean? Okay.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah, pretty simple. Yeah.
Pretty simple.
It was a simple place.
Yep. He's a dive bar bartender. I like it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So James, a big day yesterday. I mean, just developing nicely. I don't know why I was thinking about this. Maybe because I remember talking to you about Ohtani when he was coming up. And, you know, you got Cruz, you got all these young players. And all your years, Mike, of all the guys you scouted, who was the biggest no-brainer? One, like 1,000 times out of 1,000, this guy's a lock that you scouted and drafted. Did you ever have one?
You know, I think the closest to that, in my opinion, was Frank Thomas when we drafted him in 89. He was probably as no-brainer as going to be a big league hitter as there was. And, you know, Harp was pretty much a consensus, you know, a 1-1 type of guy that was going to make it. So we've had a few of those guys, but they're few and far between, and they're a lock, no doubt, 100% big leaguer, until the first time they go 0-10, and then people start questioning them.
Right.
And so, I think that, that lock status is kind of overblown a little bit. That's the beauty of baseball too. You know, you get an 18th round kid like Brad Lord, and he's striking out Ohtani twice.
You know, Alex Call is like, he's a great role player for you guys. He's played in 6 games, maybe more this year. He's hitting 444, had a couple hits, in that last game against Arizona, had a hit, a couple runs scored last night. Plays good defense. I mean, Alex Call is a great, you know, fill in for, you know, if you want to throw James Wood into the DH role.
He's a great player, period. Yeah. You know, he's a solid guy. He plays the game the right way. He really knows how to play all facets of the game. He's a good base runner. He steals you a base. Mm-hmm. Plays good defense in all 3 outfield positions. He's a good contact bat with sneaky power, and he runs well. So, you know, this guy is a perfect complement for a roster. And he can, you know, he's one of these bench guys that plays a lot and can contribute a lot off the bench, and even when he starts for a chunk of time in a row. So he's a valuable asset for us. He's a big time makeup guy and plays the game the right way with his hair on fire and really knows how to play the nuances of the game. So we're pleased where he's at and. And he's another guy that just can, you know, contributes quietly, but is a big part of what we're doing.
Did you trade for him, or did you pick him up off waivers?
Waiver claim, yeah.
Waiver, wow.
So Mike, you know, we asked you about Cruz last week, and he was struggling a little bit. Now he's heating up a little. I think he's had 4 hits, 4 runs scored in his last 3 games. Have you noticed anything different, or is it just time, and he's just doing his thing?
You know, before, I think he's 5 for his last 15, and they took a hit away from him by the official score. But, even when he wasn't in Toronto, I saw him getting his timing down in Toronto where, you know, he had hit 4 or 5 balls, you know, exit velocity of his over 100 miles an hour, but they were caught, you know what I mean? So, I think that you see his swing flattening out a little bit. I think he's worked hard with Darnell and Chris Johnson I just think that I always say they call them averages for a reason. You start slow, you end fast, and that's kind of what it's all about. It's a long season, ebbs and flows, especially offensively. You know, it's. I think that it all comes out, and it all comes out at the end. What kind of player you are, the credit I give to him is obviously, you know, he's, you know, it's so early in the season, but he's, you know, stick to it, worked hard, but it never affected the rest of his game. Played great defense for us even while he was slumping a little bit. Ran the bases well and always plays hard. He's one of the fastest guys in the league and runs down the first base on routine ground balls as good as anybody we've got. So that's all part of what he brings to the ball club. And you know, the first Dodger game you saw him, be a selfless team player. But you know, he moved a runner from second to third with nobody out. We've sacrificed flag. We scored a big run for us. So those are the type of things that he brings to the party. And he's a good all around player that's got a chance to be a really, really good player for us.
I'm sure it's impossible, but just for the fun of it, is there one stat that will sum up everything? Like, is exit velocity, like all things, throw everything out, that's the one stat you guys look at to know how a guy's kind of going?
No, I don't look at one specific stat. I kind of just go by the eye test to see how he's swinging it. But some of the velocities and analytics kind of verify what you kind of see with your naked eye. But I think that you could say early on in the season that he was kind of hitting in bad luck. Hitting the ball hard but right at people. And I think the odds there and the averages there, had to change. He's just too good of a player with too good of a track record to continue at that pace.
Mike, CJ was doing the pregame warmups yesterday before the game. He looked okay, but he clearly wasn't 100%. The thighs still give him a problem. How was he feeling before deciding not to go yesterday? And then do you expect him to go today?
I think he's fine. Yeah, he's going to be fine. To rush him out, he's got a little quad thing going on, and what was it, 35 degrees or 40 degrees yesterday? It would have been kind of foolish. So I think that with the young playing defensively at shortstop the way he does, he gives us a good veteran presence over there. I think it gives you the luxury of making sure that you can wait and make sure that CJ's fully healthy. We have a day off tomorrow. We play in Miami indoors and in the warm weather. So I don't know what Davey's got planned for today. I think if he's healthy, he'll be in there for sure, if he's 100%. But if he's not 100%, there's no sense of playing him on another cool spring day and with a day off tomorrow. So I'm not sure what the lineup will be.
Okay. You mentioned you head to Miami, so three games over the weekend in Miami. Then you're in Pittsburgh for four, then Colorado for three. Will Mike Rizzo travel to these locations?
I will be there. Yes, I will be on this road trip, and be nice to get in the warm weather again in Florida. But it's a long, arduous trip. It's a tough one to pack for. Miami, Pittsburgh, Colorado. It's one of these bring the big suitcase type of trips, because you're going to need warm weather gear and cold weather gear and everything else. So,
and then what is
it's going to be fun.
What's the Rizzo protocol? Do you have to like FaceTime the wife and check in with the kid?
Yeah, Sonny.
What's
Sonny
the deal?
Sonny.
Like once a day? Like what happens?
Yeah, I think that yes, Sonny is, he misses his dad a lot when he's not here. So it's good. Yeah. We have to keep in touch with Sonny. We have to FaceTime and he only FaceTimes usually for a minute or two, and then he's flying around somewhere else. So he's moving on to bigger and better things.
Awesome.
Well, let's get a sweep over the Dodgers, man. That's Dodgers started off 8-0, and everyone's talking about how they were unbeatable and they're going to win 120 games. And you guys have taken the first two.
You got Irvin on the bump tonight.
Got Jake
right?
Irvin going today, nice. And let's get a the sweepy shot. Sweepy. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, well, now it's time to get greedy. You win the series, now you get greedy and try and sweep it and move on and have a happy flight. So
that's right.
We're gonna, we'll show up and give it our best.
And this is a game Jason can stay up for 4:05.
4:05 start. I can watch all nine
and bet on it
all nine. Yeah. You'll be nodding out at the ninth, though. You'll be nodding.
Probably. Yeah. I'll take the melatonin top of the eighth.
Perfect.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Safe travels.
All right, buddy.
Mike Rizzo, president and GM of the Washington Nationals. He's presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. Curious, because you go to bed. Now, you watch TV from your bed.
Yes.
What time did you get to bed? Because I was thinking about this. So I finished coaching soccer 6:45. Were you in bed already?
I think I was just finishing dinner.
It's unbelievable.
Then I went upstairs and, got into bed, started watching the Nats game, and probably watched about five or six innings. So probably fell asleep, call it 8:30. Mm. And then I had just the worst stomach issue in the middle of the night.
Get a little rumbly.
I'll have to tell you off air exactly what happened, but
well, I can imagine what happened.
I was in the shower laying down. It was so bad.
Did you have to go poopy?
Yeah.
So you just had major stomach
Stomach issues. Still having rumbling the tumbling
now.
You were
in the fetal position.
But I kind of passed out in the shower.
Ooh. Oh, man.
My wife said, I'm going to call 911.
And what'd you say?
I said, no, I'm going to be fine.
I'm going to soldier through this.
The last thing I wanted was, you know, six or seven guys coming in an ambulance and me laying there in the shower.
Butt naked.
That wasn't happening.
And then the diagnosis is he has diarrhea.
Yeah.
Oh, but it was, you know what I'm saying? It was bad. It was real bad.
Sounds bad.
It was.
Were you sweating?
No, I just had the worst stomach pains and I couldn't get rid of them. And then I went into the shower to clean up and I passed out.
What'd you have for dinner? Food poisoning?
It was Taco Tuesday.
Probably the culprit.
Probably, but who knows?
It's spicy. Didn't agree with your sister.
I got IBS. I got major IBS. Believe me, you can laugh about it now, but it was.
If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported in 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In 2009, 3 days before Halloween, a grisly crime stunned the seaport town of Anacortes, Washington.
I can only describe it as evil.
From 48 Hours, this is Train to Kill, the dog trainer, the heiress, and the bodyguard.
He couldn't control his obsession.
Who was the hunter and who was the hunted? Follow and listen to Train to Kill on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It was
sounds pretty awful serious
last night. I didn't know.
Glad
you
made it through.
Yeah. But anyway, hopefully tonight will be a lot better.
Good.
Showers can be dicey. I passed out coming out of a shower 2 months ago.
That's where John donked off in the shower.
But believe me, I was thinking about it. But I knew it wasn't my heart.
Yeah. Right. All right. We have Carl Paulson coming up next, right?
Yeah. CP.